I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. Isaiah 43:25. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:11-12. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." John 8:10-11. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Psalm 1:3. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Genesis 3:7. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Psalm 34:5. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. Isaiah 61:7. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down." Revelation 12:10. In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Psalm 71:1. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Hebrews 8:12. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10:22. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, "I will confess my transgressions to the Lord," and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. Psalm 32:1-6. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Psalm 40:1-2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Isaiah 61:1-3. He heals the brokenhearted, and he binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. I am the Lord who heals you. Exodus 15:26. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Jeremiah 17:14. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word, and he healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Psalm 107:19-20. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. Psalm 119:50. He himself bore our sins and his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. God is near to the brokenhearted. He is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18-19. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Romans 8:35. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33:14. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm 37:6-7. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Psalm 138:8. God is a refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. Psalm 18:30. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He'll never allow the righteous to be shaken. Psalm 55:22. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:11-13. But now, thus says the Lord, your Creator, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn. Do not fear, for I am with you, and I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. Isaiah 43, 1 through 2 and 5. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Mark 10, 27. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Romans 12, 17 through 18. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4, 32. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. Mark 11, 24 through 26. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. 1 Peter 3, 9. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12, 15. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked him, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven?" Then Jesus answered, "I tell you not seven times, but 70 times seven." Matthew 18, 21 through 22. And this is my prayer, that your love abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, 9 through 11. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Matthew 6, 12. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Colossians 3, 13 through 14. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. This is what you're to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of God of your father. When their message came to him, Joseph wept. Genesis 50, 17. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." Luke 23, 34. You ought to forgive and comfort them so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. 2 Corinthians 2, 7. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew 5, 44. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6, 14. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John 8, 36.